When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny just posted, is it on your story or is it a post?
Yeah, I posted, it's a story. And it's before wasps, and it's a joyful pose on a trail. And then you can just see the wasp beginning to attack Christina behind Edie. That's the beginning of the flailing. Mm. These are stills, so you'll just have to imagine where it goes from there. The hat comes off, the shirt comes off, and the screaming begins. And if you didn't hear the story, we got attacked on a trail, and we got a podcast.
It was killer bees.
It was. Vinny's lifetime nemesis, the killer bees.
And I took a serious stinger into the armpit of all places.
Is it still swollen?
It's still swollen and it's still
kind of sore?
It's stingy.
Oh.
You know, when like that stinging feeling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you look for a stinger?
In my armpit?
Yeah.
Nothing. I may have gotten it. I was, you know.
Scrubbing at it.
Fiddling with myself on the walk back, trying to, you know, ow, hey.
That hurts.
What's going on here? Mm. Ah. Anyway.
Yikes.
Trash the heck out of us, would you?
We got a new nickname out of it, though. Oh. Somebody texted in, Fabies.
Oh, la, 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 la.
That is never going to catch.
It might. Just the fact that I can tell you don't like it makes me want to.
Great.
The best seats for the 4th of July fireworks are at the top of the mark in the Mark Hopkins Hotel. All this week, Jane has these VIP seats. 6:05 in the afternoon, every day this week, Jane is giving you a code word. You text that to our contest line 20357, and you're in the running for VIP seating for you and a guest on the 4th of July at the top of the mark. In the Mark Hopkins Hotel, plus appetizers and parking and more, courtesy of Mark Hopkins Hotel. That is a kick-ass prize. I don't know if it was the top of the mark, but do you remember when we first, I think it might have been the year 2000, Vin, we went up to the top of a building here to watch the fireworks?
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, maybe it couldn't have been. Weren't you in Hawaii the year 2000? So maybe
on the new year, yes, I was in Hawaii.
So maybe I went and you weren't there.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. That was still Lurk and Lou, right? I think so.
Yeah, peak came at the end of my time.
Okay.
We moved to the other. Yeah. I think he took a job thinking he was getting this primed killer morning show that was killing it in the ratings, and unfortunately one of us was truly coming undone. Mm. For the record, though, I haven't had a drink in 21 years. So
21 years.
Just so you know.
Wow.
That's what I have to do.
Holy
I mean,
cow.
I appreciate the applause and whatever, but I don't have an option. Mm. It's not an option for me to take a sip.
It's just amazing how fast time has flown just in general on this show. Like, you came back in 08 and it felt like it had been forever that you'd been gone. But I think you were like 4 years sober at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so. And now 21 years
mm-hmm.
sober. Congratulations. That is an incredible accomplishment and hooray for you, because you have a great life because of those choices
that
you made.
Wouldn't have it without that.
No.
Which is why I say I have to.
Yep. There's a new Ron Howard movie, and I put up the trailer. It's called Eden. So it's a star-studded cast. Sydney Sweeney is in this. She played. This is, by the way, based on a true story, this Eden. Although it also feels like it's based on the true story of different settlers attempting to inhabit the Galapagos Islands. Now, they don't seem to be wearing old-fashioned clothes, or it doesn't seem like it anyway. Oh, no, I guess that looks like maybe early 1900s. More mid, I don't know. Sydney Sweeney's wearing like this very old-fashioned looking dress in this thing. Ana de Armas is in this. Well, it's a great cast. Jude Law is the main character, Dr. Friedrich Ritter, a German philosopher seeking a return to nature. And they decide we're going to move to the Galapagos Islands and we're going to just try and make it work there. But then there's definitely like animals that don't exist in the trailer. I was like,
it's set in 1929.
Oh, okay. Vanessa Kirby's in this. Ana de Armas. Who's Daniel Brühl? I feel like I know that name. B-R-U with umlauts. H-L. And then Sydney Sweeney. She plays Jude Law's wife. But Ana de Armas just, she sort of comes into the trailer as they introduce her like a queen. I mean, it's the strangest. It looks like the strangest movie. But Ron Howard is helming it. And apparently it's based on a true story. So a storm is brewing over the newest film. And the trail, oh boy, and there's Anna wearing very little clothing. Well, that's good.
When's this come out?
I'm looking for I don't have a, it actually says Eden has not been given a release date yet, but the fact that they've got a trailer out means it's at least well underway, if not finished. So there you go. Ron Howard and a star-studded cast.
The Galapagos Islands are considered one of the world's foremost destinations for wildlife viewing.
That was like the whole Darwin thing. He was like, the things that are on the Galapagos Islands are different from anywhere. Sort of the way Australia has all the marsupials and stuff. Like they're like a scientific marvel, apparently.
Charles Darwin visited in 1835, and his observation of the Galapagos species later inspired his theory of evolution. Mm.
I like that theory. Anyway, and I mean, I have to assume they filmed there, so that'll be interesting to see, too. There's not a lot there.
I found it. They actually filmed it in Australia.
Oh, that's too bad.
And
I want to see the Galapagos.
There is a scheduled release date of August 22nd, but, you know, that doesn't always mean that's when it's going to come out.
Oh, okay. So it's not official?
It just says
it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's got to be close. They're releasing trailers, right?
But that's one I'll go see for sure.
Here's something that people might enjoy. And just a quickie. Well, I believe I already put this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but there's a guy. He's a U.S. sprinter, and his name is Chris Robinson. Not the Chris Robinson from the Black Crows, but Chris Robinson, the runner. He's actually a hurdler. And his junk fell out on live TV repeatedly. I don't know if the netting just wasn't tight enough under his running shorts, but every time he lifted to, and you'd think as a guy who's hurdling on live TV that he's a really good hurdler.
Those built-in underwears do have tricky lining, or I should say that the lining or built-in underwear is tricky.
Oh, you found it unedited? How did you do that? Now he goes over and it's out again. Oh, boy. There it is. He's the guy. By the way, he did win.
He's that guy?
He's the one who just somersaulted. So there he is. It feels like he would have won by a lot more if he wasn't worried.
He's trying to fix it.
He is. And every time he goes over a hurdle, it falls out again. It's very it's distracting. The old Frank and Beans slipped out of his shorts in the middle of the race.
Frank and Beans.
That's so funny that you found it unedited. I looked and looked. Everywhere I found it, it was either fuzzed out or there was a large black bar over it.
You know, I'm a fan of track big time, and I follow it to some extent, but I'll never understand the different get-ups they wear. So some of these cats wear the regular running short, which they're wearing here.
Yeah.
And then I think it's the sprinters you'll see wearing those body suits that like,
yeah,
they're tight and they're
like
all
a singlet.
They're like a onesie. And then those things you just see it's like my wetsuit, except they're even thinner and they're under big, you know, stadium lighting. So there's their wang.
Yeah.
On display. And,
right.
And
that's, even if it's not falling out.
It stays in.
Yes.
It's just you're seeing
very
the full
visible,
shape. Yeah. I mean, so some of those cats, you're like, Jesus, dude.
Get some padding in there or something.
Can see the face of the thing.
I guess you wouldn't want to run with an athletic supporter. That would be very...
Those shorts, you like, they have that elastic side thing.
Yeah, which should hold you in. But
if it flips over your bolts, then it's just going to slide right over.
Yeah.
And then that move, he's doing a very specific, you know...
Yes, a lift and stretch.
Is pulling the skivvies.
Yeah.
To one side and dropping out.
There's some flop action. And clearly there's some heft there, too.
Yeah, he's got wang.
He does seem to fully have some stuff going on. And I would think, you know, as an athlete, that there things would be high and tight. That, you know, if you were, you know, you there you are, you're running and you're, you know, there's a clench happening there. And also, you know, you're not fluffed and excited. I would just think that things would be like, we're contained. Just don't worry about
us.
We are not your problem right now. Get down that track.
I've only ever had my wiener. Mm. So I only know that for me, I do vary greatly depending on.
You don't do very greatly.
No, I vary.
Very greatly.
You know what I'm saying.
I was trying to make sure I had it right.
Yeah. So I can be very well contained or not. Mm. And in that case, I would be well contained. I wouldn't be.
It does.
But those guys who aren't growers, the showers.
Yes.
That's that guy.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
He's that size all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. You grower, shower?
Grower.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Both growers. I mean, just, you know, I'm just taking notes. I'm just trying to keep track of what's going on with you guys. You're, you know, you vary greatly.
You know what I was saying.
I do. Of course I do. I'm just trying to get in trouble with HR. That's all.
HR! It's not my fault.
HR! and I'll leave you with this. Steve from Blue's Clues is launching a podcast for adults. So Steve is Steve Burns. He is the original host of Blue's Clues, which I want to say this was like in full production when my kids were little, like Blue's Clues, even through the, there was a new host at one point.
It ran from 96 to 2006.
Oh.
And then it's back now with the Hawaiian guy.
Blue's Clues and You premiered on November 11th, 2019.
Oh.
And it's still going.
Yeah.
So when my kids were really little, well, it was on until 02 with Steve, and I definitely saw a lot of Steve episodes, so that maybe it was in repeats for a while.
Did Blue's Clues with Steve, when your kids were young, have his, Blue's little friend Magenta?
Yes.
Oh, it did, okay.
Yeah. So, and there's like a talking couch or a chair or something. Anyway, he has gone through it. He's had some real mental health struggles, and
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, there've been some. There was a whole thing where people were saying he had died. Misleading internet rumors about his death and struggles with alcoholism, intensified self doubt, isolation, and severe clinical depression during and after his time on the show, and he ultimately sought therapy and leaned on the show's message of ask for help. That's what Blue's Clues was all about. We're going to look for clues and we're going to do it together. Mm. He started to rebuild his life. And he occasionally will pop up in the news. There'll be something about him and his journey. But he's got a podcast for all the adults who grew up watching him. It's called Alive. He's a 51-year-old dude now. Episodes are going to come out weekly. It'll focus on, quote, what it means to stay human in a complicated world. And the idea originated from a viral video in 2021, which was for the show's 25th anniversary. Talking about podcasts, he says, there are thousands of podcasts you can listen to. This is one that listens back. That's the hook. I really want to continue what we started decades ago. For us, it was all about curious investigation. It was about looking a little closer, asking the right questions, following the clues that could lead us toward greater understanding. Alive is the name of the podcast. It's really just a continuation, only now we're grownups. We're still searching. Still learning, still trying to collect.
Well, we'll see how he does. I mean, I hope it goes well, and if he's able to help people, great.
Yeah,
I don't relate to him because I didn't watch that. And so I don't even have...
Well, I mean, you might find something if you were looking for one.
No desire.
He's an alcoholic and suffered from... So he's a mental health advocate now, speaks at universities. And he also has a... he's got a TikTok. Hey, I'm checking in, is his TikTok. So, you know, he says he's learned and he just wants to share. So I thought that's worth a mention. It's a lot of, I mean, even now, as you say, Blue's Clues is still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ben, what's coming up in the news?
Let's see here. You'll suffer how many cuts, scrapes, and bruises in your life and more after these.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, good vibes and variety. It's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show, our whole show whenever you want to listen to it. The Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. The Bankhead Theater outdoor area will be jamming this summer as the Livermore Cultural Arts Council hosts Tuesday Tunes beginning June 3rd at 6:45 p.m. The blockbuster schedule includes musical groups playing rock and roll, jazz, classic rock, funk, rhythm and blues, country, and more.
Sweet.
Find out why the bank does it at FremontBank.com and visit LCAC.org for concert details. That's fun.
Yeah, I love that. Such a great community event.
Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, so even warmer than yesterday.
Oh,
and yesterday was warm. Very nice.
Oh, heated up at your house.
Oh, yeah. Not at yours?
Didn't even hit 70.
What?
Yeah.
Boy, Mill Valley.
I know.
That's good fun. I mean.
It was nice because, you know, it was only 60 degrees. And I was like, it's hot tub time. I'm going in. I'm doing that.
It's killer bee weather.
Yeah, it is. Killer bee weather.
I put up, if you want to see the photos from our hike yesterday, we were attacked by hornets or wasps.
Killer bees.
Who knows? So if that's the case, we all lived, so those bees, you know.
Less than killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that thing you watched as a child is probably kind of a hype piece.
It scared the living you-know-what out of me. Anyway, the photo is of us posing for a photo on a trail, and then the second photo is of Mama starting to be attacked by hornets.
The attack is on.
You can see her, like, crunching up and, yeah.
What's happening?
That's the... There is a what is happening moment when that starts. You just like, wait.
Did it start with a sting?
I think so.
And then she, because she got six stings.
I'm telling you, I was just taking photos of my family on a trail, and then all this flailing started. And then from that moment, it was, what the hell is happening? Mm. And then there's,
what's happening?
There's us walking back home all doo-doo-doo. Sad.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're not following the folks on the show, go to the Alice973 Instagram, and all of our personal handles are on there, so you can follow Vin. If you're not following Vin, you can follow me, ladies.
He is making an appearance this weekend, and we'd love to have you.
Yeah. I think it's sold out, though. The brunch.
You think?
I believe I was told it don't promote it anymore. It's I mean, we can still talk about that. We're going to do it. We're going to Drag Me to Brunch. It's going to be super fun. But if you didn't get your tickets, I believe you've missed your shot. You'll have to wait outside the W for
the thirst trap
right to show up.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You keep saying I believe. I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Okay.
I was told this morning by Maddie.
Oh, okay. So the tickets are gone. I'm sorry. You missed your chance.
We tried our best to give you some tickets.
Yeah.
We sure did.
Yeah. Maddie was saying, bring some dollar bills.
Yeah, because
the drag performers.
The drag performers, they usually, you know, usually tip them when they're dancing around.
Last time
is that right?
Yeah.
Last time we were at the drag show, it did not appear to be a tipping situation. It just was not that sort of thing.
Well, they were up on a stage far from the audience. They couldn't get in anybody's face, really.
Right. These, so I don't know if this will be the more like doing dances around our tables or something, apparently.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a full show.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
So, you know, right. get a bundle of ones. And right,
yeah, or fives.
Sure.
Or
make
tens.
Make it rain
on them drag performers.
Dollar bill, y'all.
Here's a couple quickies, and I don't have all the details on this, but the headline reads, sadly, Great America Amusement Park looks like it's closing permanently in 2027.
Oh.
Originally slated to close in 2033.
Oh.
But it, and this is Santa Clara's Great American Amusement Park. I guess the land underneath it was bought. They had a lease, but it does appear to be...
I'm sure whoever owns it is like, get out of here.
Closing sooner than expected. Yeah, it's a real estate developer.
That's not at all surprising.
It is in that usually an amusement park is bringing in so much money that the town it's in wants it to stay.
Yeah, constant tax dollars.
Like Anaheim would not want to lose Disneyland.
Right.
If Disneyland said, screw it.
There'd be no reason to go to
Anaheim. We're going to Idaho.
Right.
Anaheim would cease to exist as a destination for visiting for sure. There's nothing there besides Disneyland.
I wonder. What's that?
Said they have medieval times.
Yeah, no,
oh, Anaheim
no, nobody
does?
Would
yeah.
go though.
Yeah, nobody.
Honestly, that's you do that when you couldn't get into some Disney thing. That's when you decide you're going to medieval times. I guess.
And don't tell me they have a baseball team there because no one goes to those games.
I didn't even realize they had one.
I would go to A's games down there, and the A's crowd would be louder than the Anaheim crowd.
Yeah, there's just yeah. not. It's not the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim or something.
Is that what they call them?
That's correct.
It's just ridiculous. When I was a boy, they were called the California Angels.
Did you guys go?
We did
games?
Go because it was close and mm-hmm. cheap. And, you know, when you have kids.
Anything to
fill a day. Anyway, Great America in Santa Clara appears to be slated for closure sooner than originally expected.
That's too bad.
They're already on the, they say they've been laying off employees and smallifying the operation. And so there's that. And that audio we have of me on a roller coaster, don't play it.
Okay. That is at Great America.
You did
bring
it up.
Yeah.
And I said don't play it.
Yeah. It was too late by then.
Okay. Well, anyway, that audio is of me being the first to ride one of their new roller coasters. Yeah. So we were promoting
Velocity
it.
Or something.
Right. I don't even remember the name, but we taped that old Pac Bell cell phone to my hand so I could be.
So you wouldn't throw it out of,
right.
out of the car.
And there's the audio.
Wow.
So while I don't go there enough, I don't like it so
much.
Did
you scream like that when the bees attacked?
No, I was not the one being attacked. Like, I mean, I did run in to help, and I was like, ow, right in the meat of my armpit is where I took a stinger. But no, I wasn't screaming. That was
the other kid's job.
Yeah, I don't want to sell anybody out, but.
You know, I think that you can't help but scream at stuff like that, but that seems like a terrible decision. Let's keep our mouths. Let's keep
right.
as many entrances into really painful places closed as we possibly can.
No, and then as Christina was running away, she's like, "Oh no, my hat! It went down the like off the side of the trail down." And I went, "I'll go get it."
You went back into the fray.
Yeah. Well, I had to go get her hat.
No, you didn't.
No, I did.
You got 50 hats. You alone have 50 hats.
I know, but you know, she lost her hat. I went. All right, honey, I'll
You're
go get
hero.
Your hat.
I'm glad you resolved that because I was wondering when you said she threw her hat off. I'm like, I was wondering in my head, did they leave the hat?
Is no,
the hat
no, I went and got it. I
picked it up. It was
hat?
Filled with bees. I shook them out. I was like, you guys aren't so tough.
And I didn't do that. Anyway, so there you go. You better make your trips to Great America while you still can because that place is
the kids there all the
slated
time.
For closure. And I guess that's going to be... What, tract housing?
Probably.
That's what we need.
I don't know. You said it's a developer owns it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some place you can go and see what the plan is. It's got to be I mean, how many acres is that? It's so prime real estate in the middle of Santa Clara.
There's no way there's value in putting in another mall. Like, people...
Don't ask me. I would think housing. I bet you that Santa Clara is like, yeah, Great America can keep its tax dollars that it sends us. We want the property taxes on every single one of those lots for the rest of eternity.
Forevermore.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, that's...
They'll build tiny houses. They're going to build 5,000 tiny houses on there. Each one will be $2.2 million.
Well, and these people are smart and they know how to make money. I would imagine there's going to be a wonderful like apartment complex over here and then this spot for housing and this spot for... It'll be a lot.
Yeah.
Which is good. Yeah. We need it.
We do need it. We need housing.
We'd just been talking about the brand names that different generations consider most trustworthy, and there was a long list, and somehow Band-Aid kept making everybody's list.
Yeah. That and Dawn.
Dawn of all things, too.
Band-Aid and Dawn. They're the biggies.
Would you say you're more injury prone than most? Here's the average, a new poll by the Band-Aid brand Curad.
They're actually a brand of Band-Aid. Like, if you don't want to have Band-Aids, you think you're going for the competition, but you're not.
Curad found the average adult suffers 35 scrapes and bruises each year.
That seems low.
It does? Yeah. Well, you're kind of, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, your nickname's Clunky.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
You got me there.
Kids are even more injury prone and love it. Yeah. Let me get some Band-Aids over here and over here. And
I'm all banged up, Dad.
Here and my foot.
Mm.
When you count all those old injuries, the study found the average American racks up 4,000 cuts, scrapes, and bruises over the course of their lifetime. 4,000. Most of them, and this is just my guess, don't really scar us.
Right.
But we've all got those ones where, well, that probably should have gotten stitches.
Does a paper cut count as a...
Nope.
As a scrape?
What about if you
bite the inside of your mouth? You know, you bite your tongue or you bite your cheek or something. Like, does that count as an injury? Is that one of the... It's a scrape.
Maddie, you're on the show.
It
is a minor injury. Dun. You know?
It is an injury.
Sometimes it bleeds.
I'm going to say it does not count as a scrape or no.
I'm going to show you a picture of John's tongue.
What?
During the break. He nailed his tongue so bad, it's on the side. It honestly looks like an animal was eating it. It's just meaty and raw. Unbelievable.
I hate that feeling. And it makes me post this.
He's like, no. Everybody hates that feeling. It's so, and you're just so mad at yourself. Like, why can't I be more careful?
I was just
going to
say, you make yourself, I get so mad because I'm like, what? I can't chew? What am I, a person who bites himself?
Yeah. And then it swells up and you bite it again.
And you keep biting it and biting
The most common reasons we injure ourselves are we get distracted or aren't paying attention, general clumsiness, and kitchen-related incidents.
Yeah, I was going to say, kitchen is where I get a lot of stuff, but I trip in the backyard a lot. That happens. I don't pick my feet up well.
80%. Have almost injured themselves while using their phone.
Oh, sure.
I was in the grocery store the other day grabbing odds and ends, as you know, likely to do.
Yeah.
And a young lady who's an employee at the store was walking up the aisle and coming out the end cap sort of as I'm walking across. And I stop because I can see she's looking at her phone and she sees me stop, I guess, out of the... Looks up and goes, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so distracted. And then kind of almost hung her head in shame and walked off. And I thought, well, at least she feels like...
At least she acknowledged that she was going to broadside me.
Caught right in the middle of staring at her hand.
Mm.
And walking down, you know, in a crowded place.
Yeah. We've all done it.
32% say things happen while walking or texting. 24% while... talking on their phone.
Mm.
19, while scrolling through social media.
Mm.
So our phones are...
That's a large portion of what's going on with us. A lot of times when you see somebody eat it, it's because they were looking at their phone.
You've got one graduate at least, right?
Yep.
headed back to school.
Yeah.
By the way, I brought that up the other day and people texted in. Yeah, my kids went back to school too. Like it's a thing that people get out and go, I gotta go back there.
Yeah.
There's not really much out here for me.
Yeah.
Might as well go do something else.
Well, he just found that what he'd gone to school for, which he's a computer science guy, he did not like working for other people and really has always wanted to do games. And so he's doing a game development thing. And I'm like, you know, now's the time. Do it. Go ahead.
Recent graduates believe it's more anxiety-inducing to negotiate their salary with an employer than it is to break up with a partner.
Oh.
Breakups are, if you really love someone, breakups are awful.
Mm-hmm.
Your gut just, there's that gut feeling and you just can't, you just want to come out of your skin. You're so like, I can't.
It's physical pain.
I can't pace. I want to pace, but I can't pace, but I can't sit still. Ah!
You just feel terrible about yourself. Someone dumps you. Oh, it's awful. If you're doing the breaking up, it's really hard because a lot of times you just don't want to hurt the person. And of course, they're going to ask you why, because that's what humans do. And you're going to have to come up with some kind of reason.
Don't.
Yeah, they do.
Smart humans go, good. Get on with it then.
Even smart humans are dumb when it comes to love.
No.
Okay. Have it your way. So I feel like that is a pretty, that's a pretty horrible pain. But
she gave me one, everyone. I won a battle.
You know what?
For once in my life, she said, have it your way. Oh, my God. Give this guy a point.
I'm not giving you any points. I just really don't want to. I don't want to have the same fight over and over again.
I got one, everyone.
The definition of crazy to expect a different outcome. So negotiating your own salary is... I can see where that would be tough, but I think that breaking up with someone seems harder to me than negotiating your own salary. I would think that you'd say, you know, what is the salary range? That you'd have some kind of idea going in. But it is hard to say, I'm worth more than that. That's why agents.
Yeah, I mean, we have agents, and I have an agent because I get emotional about things. And I'm...
It's hard to argue.
I'm invested, and I'm definitely like...
Right.
I've been at this... For 100 years, dude. I don't want to hear about how I'm not worth what I'm worth. I know what I'm worth.
Right.
But I can't deliver that in a business-like manner. I get shrill.
I feel you in the most particular way.
So that's it's an agent just
they're,
removes right. that emotion.
They're neutral.
And they
talk to both parties.
Right.
There's it's really, but they're not free.
I just negotiated a deal for myself and not using my agent. And you do have that when you send that email back saying, no, this is what I think I should be getting. Yeah, your stomach sinks though.
Mm.
Like definitely, I don't know why, you know, you're not doing anything crazy. You're just asking for money.
But it's about self-worth. And I think that is why it kind of relates to a breakup too. Like when you get broken up with like that, you can take a blow to, you know, what you think you deserve in life and, you know, what's wrong with me. And someone makes you a low offer or refuses a high offer that you've put out there, like they kind of get you on the back foot and you're just, oh, well, what am I worth? You know, like that questioning of, so it's good that you could stick to your, how did it go? Did they come back and say, of course we'll pay you that. You should have asked us for more.
No, of course not. No, but we settled.
But the negotiation began.
We did settle on a number. Yeah.
Shoot for the moon.
How about a free tie? We'll throw one of those in.
Okay, yeah. I love ties. You know, Maddie's always got a tie on and no shirt. Oh, thirst trap. Oh.
Well, he is handsome.
I agree. Okay. That's why I'm saying I was just fantasizing about seeing a thirst trap photo posted up with him in a tie and nothing else.
Turns out this is where I would say join us this weekend, but the show sold out.
Yeah. But if you have tickets, please do join us.
We'll see you. Drag me to brunch.
Those of you with tickets.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're saying here, graduates say salary talks more stressful than breakups. Negotiating a salary with a potential employer is worse than breaking up with a partner. They also add to the list of adulthood tasks. What's more confusing, filing your taxes or building IKEA furniture? Luckily, taxes won.
Yeah.
There's nothing confusing about IKEA furniture.
Right. Read the directions.
It's slow going.
Yes.
It takes way longer than it should.
Yes.
You will tell yourself you're going to build this dresser in 15 minutes and
you're not.
2 hours later,
yes.
You're still with their little tools they mm-hmm, include mm-hmm. trying to get this thing finished.
Yeah.
Oh.
Totally worth it though. Look at the dresser you built yourself. Wow.
You say. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is it that time already? Yep. Well, we've got Maroon 5 tickets, and we actually have them every hour from 7:05 till 5:05, so all day long. The tabloids are calling it. It's over, and we're going to meet the Liver King.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.